Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadi Gimel. We are holding on the third line of Daf Tzadi Gimel Medalef at the two dots. Today's share sponsor is given by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Deer, Noach Ben Meshulam Shraga, Zichrono Levracha, whose sixth yahrzeit was Sunday, is Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to continue the discussion about smicha, and we're going to explain a machlokas tanoim, whether a yoresh does smicha, and also whether a yoresh is able to affect tamura. We only saw one opinion in our Mishnah, which is that a yoresh somech, but we're going to find another opinion, and then we're going to explain what's behind each opinion. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to describe a lot of the dinim of smicha, who is disqualified from doing smicha, how important is smicha, where on the animal's body do you do smicha, how do you need both hands for smicha, how close to the shechita does the smicha have to be. Then the Gemara is going to have two opinions how we know that Asuma doesn't do smicha, meaning the rest of the people that are putter are fairly self-evident why they're putter, but Asuma is not so obvious. So the Gemara is going to have two opinions how we know that a blind person does not do smicha, and we're going to discuss what each opinion does with the other one's limud, and then we're going to discuss how we know that an eved or a shliach or a wife cannot do smicha for you, meaning aside from the smicha on their own karban, that an isha is part from smicha, but you can't even have her do smicha on your karban, or an eved do smicha on your karban, or a shliach do smicha on your karban. Then the Gemara is going to discuss smicha and tenufa, the limited kapara that they provide. Are they mechaper? Are they not mechaper? How do we reconcile that? Then the Gemara is going to talk about where on the animal's body can one do the smicha, and we're also going to talk about how we know that you need to use both hands for smicha. And that conversation pretty much brings us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We're holding three lines from the top of the page on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Hayoresh Somich. So we said in the Mishnah that a yoresh does smicha when he yarshins his father's karban. So Tani Rav Chanani Kameh de Rava, Rav Chanani said over a brisa in front of Rava, yoresh Eino Somech, Yorish Eino Meimar, that a Yorish does not do smicha on his father's carbon, that a Yarshin, a Yorish is not able to affect Tamura on his father's carbon. So Rava said, what are you talking about? Va'anantan, it said in our Mishnah, Hayorish Somech, Umevias Nesachav, Umeimar, that of the three things that a Yorish does, two of them are the things you just said he doesn't do. So our Mishnah is against this price, and the Mishnah says that a Yorish does smicha, and a Yorish does affect Tamura. So Amalei, so Rav Chananya said back to Rava, ooh, Ibchai, should I switch the girsa in the brisa? Because if it's against the Mishnah, maybe it's a mistaken brisa, and maybe I should stop saying over this brisa in the way that I've just repeated it. So Amalei, so Rava said back to Rav Chananya, lo, masnisa mani, Rabbi Yehudahi, don't erase the brisa or change the brisa. This brisa is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, because there is another brisa, Yorish Somech Yorish Meimar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yorish Eino Somech Yorish Eino Meimar. So yes, we have a Stam Mishnah that a Yorish does Smicha and a Yorish does Tumur. The Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir in all likelihood, because that's who a Stam Mishnah normally is. In fact, this very same Brisa that we're quoting right now that records both sides of the Machlokas appears in Maseches Tumura with just three extra words. It says Yorish Somech Yorish Meimar Divrei Rabbi Meir, which makes a lot of sense, because that's the sheet of our Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yorish does not do smicha, Yorish does not do Tamura, does not affect Tamura. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Yorish does not do smicha on his father's karban, and is not able to affect Tamura on his father's karban? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda darshins from the word karbano, that it says in the context of smicha, karbano velo karbanaviv. So we darshin that you're only able to do smicha on your own karban, but not on your father's karban. V'yalef tchilas hagdish, misof hagdish. And once I know that you can't do smicha on your father's karban, I'm going to learn the din of tamura, which is what we're referring to over here as tchilas hagdish, because it's the initial establishment of kedusha on an additional animal, right? Tamura is when I'm taking the kedusha from one animal and I'm extending it onto another animal that previously was not kodesh. So therefore, we can refer to Tamura as Tchilas Hagdish, because is the beginning of the Kedusha of the second animal, and I can learn that from Sof Hekdesh. We're referring to Smicha as Sof Hekdesh, because take off the Smicha Shchita, the very last thing you do before shechting the animal is the Smicha, and therefore we refer to Smicha as the Sof Hekdesh. That is how Rashi explains over here. Tosos points out in Maseches Nazir that we call Temura Sof Hekdesh in Maseches Nazir, because over there we're talking about Temura versus being Makdish an animal originally. So when Tchila and Sof are relative terms, so it's a matter of what you're comparing it to. So when Temura is in the same conversation as Smicha, so Temura will be called Tchila Sekdish. When Temura is in the same conversation as the original Akdash of the original animal, then Temura will be called Sof Hekdish. Everything is relative. So Mas Sof Hekdish Yoresh Eino Somech, just like by Smicha, a Yoresh cannot do Smicha, so Av Tchila Sekdish, so too Tchila Sekdish, Yoresh Eino Meimar. Yoresh is not able to do Temura, that we link the dinim of Temura and the dinim of Smicha to one another. We have a pasuk that tells me that a Yoresh cannot do Smicha, so Memele, Yoresh cannot do Temura either. For Rabbanan and the Rabbanan who hold that a Yoresh does do Smicha and a Yoresh can affect Temura, how did they know that? So the pasuk says that Hamer Yamir, the pasuk says Vim Hamer Yamir Behema Behema Vahayahu Utmurasa Yekodesh. It could have just said V'im yamir behema b'vehema. Why do we have a double expression of hemer yamir? The rabbi says a yoresh. It must be telling me that a yoresh is able to do temura. Ah, if that's my starting point, that a yoresh is able to do temura, v'yalef sof hekdesh mitchilas hekdesh. We'll learn the din of smicha from the din of temura. Matchilas hekdesh yoresh meimar. If a yoresh can do temura, af sof hekdesh yoresh somich, then a yoresh must be able to do smicha. V'rabbanan haikar b'no may avdilei. Well, once the Rabbanan are telling me that a Yoresh is able to do Smicha, what do they learn from Karbano? Meaning, after all, Rabbi Yehuda had said, Karbano teaches me that a Yoresh cannot do Smicha. So what do the Rabbanan do with Karbano? So it says, Karbano, v'lo Karbano v'chavim. It teaches me that a Yisrael cannot do Smicha on the Karban of a Goy. Karbano v'lo Karban chavero. That you cannot do Smicha on somebody else's Karban. And Karbano l'rabbis bali Karban l'smicha. And Karbano tells me that the rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha, that all the shutfim in the karban need to do the smicha on that karban. That if you have a karban that's owned jointly by three or four people, all three or four people need to do smicha on the karban. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know those three dinim? If Rabbi Yehuda uses one of the karbanos to tell me that a yorish cannot do smicha, so how does he know the three dinim that the rabbanan derive from the word karbano? So the rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha lesle. He holds that he doesn't hold of the drasha that all of the shutfim need to do smicha. So what does he hold? Meaning, what happens if you have a carbon of shutfim? He doesn't have a din, he doesn't have a drasha that of carbono to teach me that if you have three guys that own a carbon together, that all three guys need to do smicha. Okay, he doesn't have such a drasha. So what do you do when three guys own a carbon together? So Rashi in the Ksav Yarovir says that one guy does the smicha on behalf of all of them, and that's what Rashi writes as well, and that it's not considered that you're being somech al carbon chavero, because as long as you have some share of the carbon, you don't even have to have the majority share. As long as you have some partnership in that carbon, it checks the box of being carbono, being your own carbon, and memele, you're able to do the smicha on that carbon. However, Rashi in Maseches Temura on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a carbon of shutfim does not require smicha, because it doesn't belong to any single person. So it's not clear in our Gemara, it's just clear in our Gemara that not all of the shutfim need to do the smicha. But what exactly happens is a stira in Rashi's throughout Shas, that in some places Rashi writes that only one person does it on behalf of the rest of them, and in other places Rashi writes nobody does it. So Tosos writes that it's mashma from our Girsa in the Lashon of the Gemara over there, Rabbi Yehuda bale chovrin l'smicha lesle, my time since it's not miyucha to any single one of them, none of them are able to do smicha. So that sounds like where Rashi says in Maseches Temura that they're simply isn't a smicha. And the Shittim Kubetzis explains in the name of the Rosh that the Gemara means to say that since the carbon is not miyuchad to any single one of them, but rather it's owned jointly by all of them, so therefore they don't all need to do smicha, and therefore the Gemara might be saying, and it's good enough for one of them to do smicha. So that Gemara could be read in both ways as well. Okay, v'inami islay, and even if Rabbi Yehuda holds this din, that all the bali karban do need to do the smicha, there's still reason to make room for another drasha from Karbano, that Karbano could still come and teach me that that a yoresh cannot do smicha, because ovid kochavim v'chavero michad krad nafka. It could be that you don't need two words Karbano to exclude ovid kochavim and to exclude chavero, to exclude the karbano that belongs to a guy and a karbano that belongs to someone else. That could have come from the same Karbano. So yatra le trei krai, so therefore you have two other Karbanos, chad karbanov lo karbanaviv, one to tell me that a yoresh doesn't do smicha, v'idach l'rabas kol b'lai l'karban l'smicha, and you still have the third Karbano to teach me that all of the various shutfim will do the smicha. So what does, how does Rabbi Yehuda know the din of three shutfim all doing smicha? Either he rejects that din, or he holds that there is room, there is another Karbano, because he joins up Karbanovlo, Karbanov, and Chavim, Karbanovlo, Karban Chavero, from a single Karbano, from a single word in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yorish does not do smicha. Hi, Hamer Yamir, my Avadei, Hamer Yamir, which is the source of the Chachamim, that a Yorish does do smicha. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn from that double expression of Hamer Yamir? So Mibayle L'Rabbel Sasi Isha, he uses that to tell me that if a woman was mafresh a karban and she did a tamura for that karban, that the tamura is going to be chal, that there's a chi of malchus for violating the isser of lo yamir. Titanya, because the Brisa tells us lufi shakala inyan kulo ena medaber el b'lashon zachar, the whole parsh of tamura is all written in the masculine form, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. It doesn't say lo tachlifenu v'lo tamir oso. It's all in the masculine form. So masofenu L'rabbel sasi isha. How do I know that we're going to include an isha as well, that she is included in the din of tamura? Tamalomar hamer yamir. That's how I know hamer yamir is l'rabbel sasi isha. Tosas raises the question: why do you have to say that kol in kulo speaks b'lashon zachar? Without that, you need a pasuk to be marben isha. Because without the pasuk, I would have associated tamura to smicha. So if an isha doesn't do smicha, so an isha cannot affect tamura either. Meaning that's something everyone agreed on. The question was what the starting point was. Everyone agreed that tamura and smicha are going to have the same din, right? Meaning our Mishnah said a yorish can do both, and the Brisa said a yorish can do neither, and we assume tchilas hagdish, sof hagdish are going to have the same din. It's just a question, what was your starting point? Did you start off with a drasha that says no, or did you start off with a drasha that says yes? So why does the Brisa have to tell me, the fact that it's all b'lashon zachar gives me the distinct impression that women are excluded? Now, you know what gives me the distinct impression that women are excluded? The fact that women don't do smicha. So that alone is enough to tell me women don't do tamura. So why do we need to say that? So Tosus writes that it's dafka legabe yoresh that we learn tchilas hagdish misof hagdish, because if the carbon is considered carbono of the yoresh legabe one thing, it's considered carbono legabe every halacha. But otherwise, we don't automatically associate tchilas hagdish and sof hagdish. Meaning, when it comes to ownership issues, that's where we associate tchilas hagdish and sof hagdish, because it's about karbano. Is it your karban? By an isha, it's for sure her karban, meaning an isha has a karban. She's the owner of the karban. It's a technicality. Is she pater on this mitzvah, pater on that mitzvah? So for that, we're not going to link tchilas hagdish and sof hagdish. That is one ha'ara that Tosas makes. Another ha'ara that Tosas makes in Dibra Maskel Lefi over here is that legabe every single onish in the Torah, we always say that hushva kasav isha. The Torah always speaks in the masculine, and we always assume it's talking to both men and women. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's talking to women. The fact is, so what's the Gemara assuming over here? That, oh, this is in the masculine, so how do I know that it's about that women are included as well? The fact that we need a pasuk over here is because the Gemara in Tamur explains that there was a havamina that a woman is only equated to a man, the gabe Lagabe Onshim that are Shava Bakal, that are applied to a Yachid and Mitzibur, but Tamura is not Shava Bakal because Shutfim and Mitzibur are not able to be Osa Tamura. And therefore, I would think that since it's a Lav Sheinu Shava Bakal, that an Isha is not included. Okay, back in the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Udarshan from Hameri Amir to include a Yorish as well, how do they know to include an Isha in Tamura? So Darshi mi vi'im. They darshan it from the extra vav. It says vi'im hameri amir. So the extra vav tells me an isha. For Rabbi Yehuda, vi'im lo darish. And Rabbi Yehuda says an extra vav is not worthy of a drasha. It's not considered to be extra, and therefore you cannot make a drasha from it. So he needs to learn from hameri amir. Okay, so now the Mishnah tells us, what are the dinim of smicha? So first of all, who does smicha? Hakol somchin, everyone who brings a korban does smicha on the korban, chutz, mecher shotav katam, the sum of a chavim, the evad v'shliach v'isha. Except for, what is it, 8 categories of people. Mecher shotav katam, the sum of a chavim, an evad, a shliach, and an isha, they all do not do smicha. The Gemara will explain each one. Usmicha, shiari mitzvah. Also important to know, smicha is what we call the shirayim of the mitzvah, meaning it's not ma'akev, it's something you ought to do, you're supposed to do. If you don't do, the korban is still going to be kosher, even without a smicha. Ala rosh, you do smicha on the head of the korban, and b'shtei yadayim, you use both of your hands in order to do the smicha. O b'makom shesomchin, shochtin. And the very place where you do the smicha, that's where you shecht the animal, the take of the smicha shchita. And you do the shchita immediately following the smicha. Right? It immediately follows. Tosus and Sota Daf Lamites says that whenever we say takeoff, it means within the amount of time that it would take to walk 22 amos. That is considered to be takeoff. Tosos has a limud from Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash like that. That takeoff has to be within the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos. That's relevant lahalacha for us, even though we don't, unfortunately, don't have karbanos to do smicha on anymore. But there is a din that takeoff l'netila bracha. That takeoff after netila sidayim, you're supposed to say your hamotzi. So you're supposed to say do the netila sidayim, and then within the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos, one is supposed to recite hamotzi. So for many of us, that's a real problem, because if you're waiting for your whole family to wash, only the last person that washes has the ability to fulfill the takeoff. Everybody else, you know, so the people that are early on the line to wash, and especially sometimes you wash and no one seems to be in a rush to wash. So the Rabbi Reisman once suggested that that just like the Birch Kohanim, in order to not be mafsik in the Birch Kohanim with silence, the Kohanim sing a tune. So while everybody else is saying the tefillah for dreams and whatever else, so in order not to create a hefsik, they sing, because that's mitzarif, the whole bracha to together. So maybe you could say the same thing, that after you wash, you hum a little tune as you're waiting for everybody else. It's a little bit shver, because by Birch Kohanim, the reason that it bridges it is because it's a speaking thing. So it's an audible thing. So when you continue to be audible, so that is continued, that's considered a hemshech of the Birch Kohanim. But by Netilas Yudayim, Adrab, it's not, you're not supposed to really be so audible at that point. But he suggested that maybe that's it just gave me comfort to know that he struggles with the same thing that I said, waiting for the whole family to wash and that nobody seems in a rush and whatever. Okay, so says the Gemara. I understand why a Cher Shotav HaKatan will not do smicha to lav b'nei deya ninu, because they don't have das, and people who are not b'nei deya are not going to be required to do smicha. The Tosfos Chadashim on the Mishnah says Cher Shotav HaKatan also can't bring a karban, so maybe that's why they shouldn't do smicha, because they don't have a karban. What are we talking about over here? Meaning, if they don't have das, so they're not bali karban to begin with. So he suggests that maybe we're talking about a case where their father died and they yarshin the father's karban, so they can't be Makdash a carbon, but they can be Yoresh a carbon. Chereshat v'katan can be Yoresh something. So then, once they have a carbon, the Tana has to tell me that they're not going to do smicha on the carbon. The Rashash says, now based on the Gemara in the Darm Daf Lamed Hey, that a person could bring a carbon mitzora for Banav HaKatanim, this week's parsha, that a person could bring a carbon mitzora for his katan children. So the Mishnah is being Mechadish, yeah, that even though it's on behalf of the katan does not do smicha on the carbon, because he he is not b'nei deya, he is not a bardas. Ovid chavim nami. I also understand the din that an ovid chavim does not do smicha, because when the pasuk describes smicha, it says daber el b'nei Yisrael, and then it says v'samach yadal rosh ha'olah. So we dash b'nei Yisrael somchin v'ein ovid chavim somchin, that Jewish people do smicha, non-Jewish people don't do smicha. El suma my time alone. So we've explained all of them, but what about suma? Why is it that a blind person should not do smicha? We'll guide him and lead him to the animal and place his hands on that of the animal and tell him to lean. What's the big deal? Why doesn't he do smicha? So the Gemara says two opinions. Rav Chisra, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. There was a machlokas between Rav Chisra, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Chad omar asya smicha, smicha mizikneya eda. That it's gzer shava, that it says smicha by other karbanos, and it says smicha by Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur. And by Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur it says, V'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yidei amal rosh ha'par. So the Gzeir Shavit tells me that just like the ziknei ha'eda, which means the Sanhedrin who bring the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, cannot be blind, so too, anyone who does smicha on any karban cannot be blind. How do I know that members of the Sanhedrin cannot be blind? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, that the Pasuk says about the Shivim Zikanim that Moshe Rabbeinu had designated as the ziknei ha'eda, it says v'nasu itcha b'masa ha'am. So Chazal darshin itcha havidomen lach, that they need to be similar to you. In what way do they need to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu? Just like you're not a balmum, they also cannot be physically blemished. So just like you're not blind, they also can't be blind. So we know that the Sanhedrin cannot be blind, and therefore we learn from Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur that no one who does smicha can be blind. Tosfos raises the question, if that's what we learn from the Sanhedrin, then the halacha should be that any balmum shouldn't be able to do smicha. Meaning, itcha b'domlach, the Gemara says, not about blind people, it's about any mum. So every balmum should not be able to do smicha. Tosos asks the kasha, he does not answer it. L'chora, it is a very strong kasha, right? The whole basis of how we know that a blind person is not about blind people, it's about balimum. And our Mishnah does not say that balimum are not allowed to do smicha. Okay, so that's one opinion, is how we know. We learn it from Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur, from the Sanhedrin. V'chadomar, the other opinion says, no, how do I know blind people cannot do smicha? Asya smicha smicha me olas re'iya. This is a little more targeted toward blind people, that just like a suma does not do smicha on the olas re'iya, because a suma does not bring an olas re'iya. How do I know a suma does not bring an olas re'iya? The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the Torah says by olas re'iya shalosh pamim b'shana yira'eh kol zuchurcha. So we darshan yira'eh yira, that it could be read in either way, as yira to be seen or yira to see. So we're saying that you are being seen by Hashem, but also you come to see as pinei Hashem. So a suma is excluded. A suma cannot be, cannot bring an olas re'iya. So if he doesn't bring an olas re'iya, so mela, he doesn't do smicha on any other karban either. Now Tosfos raises the question, but if the source is olas re'iya, so we said it's yira yira'eh. So the Gemara darshins ma, just like he's being seen b'shtei enayim, meaning kaviyachol, that you're being seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest way possible, Hashem gets a perfect view, so too you have to see b'shtei enayim, that a suma ba'achas me'enav is also patur from olas re'iya. So maybe a suma ba'achas me'enav should be patur from smicha as well, if we learn it from olas re'iya. So Tosfos raises that kasha. Tosfos also asks if we're going to say based on olas re'iya that whoever is patur from olas re'iya doesn't do smicha on any animal, then why do I need a separate drasha for women? Women are patur from olas re'iya as well, so they shouldn't do smicha. Tosfos doesn't answer any of these kashas, but he's got a lot of good kashas on this daf. So now again, we had two opinions of how I know that a suma doesn't do smicha. Either I learn it from the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur and the Sanhedrin, or I learn it from olas re'iya. So lemad yamar me olas re'iya, my time eloyalef mizikneya eda, if it mizikneya eda, if I'm going to learn from olas re'iya, why not learn from zikneya eda, from the Sanhedrin? So dan in yachid miyachid, vein dan in yachid mitzibur, I'd rather learn the din of a carbon yachid from another din of a carbon yachid, rather than to learn from a carbon tzibur. So the din of a suma who brings a carbon yachid, I learn from olas re'iya. Aliya, which is a carbon yachid, but I'm not going to learn from Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, which is a carbon tzibur. So Lamandi Yalif, Mi Zikne Eda, my time Lo Yalif Mi Alas Ri'ya, and the opinion that learns from Zikne Eda, from the Sanhedrin, from the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, why doesn't he learn from Alas Ri'ya? Because Dan in Midi Dichsiv Be Smicha Begufei, Mi Midi Dichsiv Be Smicha Begufei, we learn Dinam of a carbon where it says Beferish the mitzvah of Smicha, from another carbon that says Beferish the mitzvah of Smicha, Lafuke Alas Ri'ya, as opposed to Alas Ri'ya, where it doesn't say Beferish the mitzvah of Smicha, Dihigufa me Olas Nedava Gemara, that the din of Smicha is only learned from Olas Nedava, that it requires Smicha. Titani Tana Kamit Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, because the Braisa was taught in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba that it says by an Olas Chova of Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluim, it says, Vaya Kreves Ha'ola Vaya Ase HaKamishbat, so we Kamishbat Olas Nedava, that he treated this Olas Chova with the rules of an Olas Nedava. So Limit Hal Olas Chova, Shatuna Smicha. And that's how I know that an Olas Chova, like the Ola that he brought in the Miluim, is requires Smicha, like an Olas Nedava. So that's how I know that an Olas Ri'ya, which is an Olas Chova, requires Smicha in the first place. So that's why we don't want to learn from Olas Ri'ya, because it doesn't say Smicha explicitly by Olas Ri'ya. I only derive it from Olas Nedava. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, Va'evet v'ashliach v'isha, that an Evet, a Shliach, and Isha, they do not do Smicha on their own karbanos. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains how we know this. Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. It says in the Torah, three times it says Yado with regard to the mitzvah of Smicha by a Karban Shlamim. So Chazal Darshan, Yado v'lo Yadavdo, that an Evet does not do Smicha for the karban of his Adon, meaning he does Smicha on the Adon cannot have his Evet do Smicha for him. Yadov lo yad shlucho, a person cannot have a shaliach do smicha on his behalf. Rashi in the Ksav Yad asks that we already darshan from a brisa of a samach yadol rosh kabano, kabano v'lo kaban chavero. So why do I need a special miut for a shliach? It's kabano v'lo kaban chavero. It's not Rashi suggests that the pasuk over there is talking about where you're samach on someone else's carbon without their shlichus, without their knowledge. You just see someone else's carbon around, so you do the smicha on it. That's what we're excluding over here. We're saying he appointed you shlucha shalom kamoso. He asked you to be him. So I would think, okay, if we take shlucha shalom kamoso seriously, so now I am him. So I should be able to do the smicha, right? That's the question. So that's why I need a separate pasuk. That's the question of how seriously, not seriously, but how literally do we take shlucha shalom kamoso? I told the story over Yantav. I think that there was Rabbi Kiviger once was supposed to be Masada Kiddushin and he couldn't make it, so he sent a younger Rav to go be Masadar Kiddushin for him. And this younger Rav was a huge masmid, and he showed up early to the wedding and stayed till the very, very end of the wedding. So they asked him, you're such a big masmid, you never waste a minute from your Torah, how come you stayed the whole time? You come be Masadar Kiddushin and leave, why did you stay every moment? He said, I'm a shliach of Rabbi Kiviger. Shlucha shalom kamoso, tonight I'm not me, I'm Rabbi Kiviger, so I'm going to be Rabbi Kiviger for as long as I could possibly be Rabbi Kiviger. I'm going to take advantage of every second that I come up. So do you take it that literally? Is he really Rabbi Kiviger? Right? So we need a special drasha. Tell me that even though Shluch Shalom Kamoso, your shliach cannot do smicha for you. Yadov v'lo yanishto. A wife cannot be somech on the husband's karban. Now Tosos points out that even though the Gemara in Chagiga learns from the pasuk about karbanos, taberel b'nei sol somchin vein b'nosi sol somchos, there's still a havamina that a wife could do smicha for her husband's carbon. Why? Because ishto kigufo, right? The havamina is that even though generally nashim don't do smicha, but she's not an isha now. She's Rabbi Kiviger, right? She's her husband because ishto is kigufo. So maybe there's reason to say that she should be able to do it, and that's why we have this special drasha to tell me that she cannot. Now Tosas raises the question: why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women don't do smicha? Smicha is only done by yom. So if it's only done by yom, mele it's mitzvah shazman grama, and women are part of mitzvah shazman grama. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman cannot do smicha? So a number of answers are offered by the Rishonim. Tosfos in Kiddushin Lamed Vav says that since the smicha is and shchita are associated with one another, I would have assumed that there's a hakish between smicha and shchita, that anyone who's kosher in shchita is kosher does smicha. smicha as well, and women can do shechita. Turi Evan says, well, wait a second, women are not chayiv to do shechita, they're allowed to do shechita. We want to know why would there would be a havamina that women are chayiv to do smicha. So Turi Evan rejects Tosfos's answer for that reason. The Ritva says, what happened to Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Why is it that I need a pasuk to tell me women don't do smicha? So the Ritva says, women are part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama only in mitzvos that are an absolute chiyuv, that when the Zman chiyuv comes, there's no way to get out of it. But smicha is not makiv the kapara. And if you skip the smicha, so it's also shiare kapara. It's still a valid korban. And that doesn't fall under the category of the ptur of Mitzvah Shazman Grama. The Turi Evan, for his own part, says that women are only part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama where the Zman is gorim the chiyuv, and once the Zman is over, the chiyuv is batal. But Hakravas HaKarban, which includes smicha, it's not the Zman that when the Zman passes that the chiyuv is batal, because even if you didn't bring the Karban today, yeah, you have to bring it the next day. And therefore, even though smicha cannot be done belayla, but it's not considered Zman Grama because the chiyuv would be ongoing. And Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests a fourth answer. He says he doesn't even understand the kasha. He says the mitzvah of smicha on its own can be done at night. There's nothing, meaning what's the whole kasha? That smicha is a mitzvah Zman Grama because it's only done by yom. He says, where does it say that? There's no drush that tells me smicha has to be done by yom. Smicha could technically be done belayla. Oh, we never actually do it belayla because take off the smicha shchita, and shchita has to be done by yom. But it's a function of shchita. It's not a function of smicha. I mean, Mitzvah Shazman Grama means that it's a zman of that mitzvah, that something about that mitzvah, right? That's the comments of Shlomo Kluger has in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch and Cheshek Shlomo. He says, where the Kiddush Levana is a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. You can only do Kiddush Levana certain days of the month. You can't do Kiddush Levana throughout the month. So he suggests, no, it's not Zman Grama, it's Moon Grama. The moon happens to be controlled by time. But it's not the Zman that is the Mechayiv. So as long as you're one step removed, even though the thing that does control the mitzvah is itself controlled by time, but the mitzvah is not directly controlled by time, that would not qualify as Zman Grama. So anyway, so that's Yadava Velo Yad Ishto. Why do I need a special miut for each of these things? One miut should have covered all of it, because the Torah, we see that the Torah says that that the makriv himself has to do the smicha. So I know, I should know from there alone that ishto and chavero and avdo, that they're all excluded. You got to do it yourself. So tzricha, because ikas rachman l'chad, if it only would have said yada once, hava amin l'mute eved, I would have said that excludes neved delav bar mitzvos, that a neved is not chayiv in mitzvos. A little questionable, because he's chayiv in mitzvos ki isha, aval shliach the bar mitzvah who, but another shliach who is a bar mitzvah, shluch shalom kamoso, and he becomes you, say emelismoch, so I might think, let him do the smicha, the yashmin hani tarti, and if it only would have told me these two dinim of that the eved and the shliach cannot do the smicha, I would have said, yeah, to lav kigufei damya, because the eved is not him, the shliach is kimoso, but he's not him, avalishto ki. But by an isha, it's more than kimoso. It's ishto kigufo. And over here, we're makbid on the guf of the guy doing it. Same with hismoch. I would think that the woman should be able to do smicha. So tricha. That's why I need to be told that the woman is not able to do the smicha, because it's not kigufo. Okay. So says the Gemara. Smicha shiare mitzvah. We had said in the Mishnah that smicha is the shirayim of the mitzvah. It's not makiv the kapara. Tan Rabbanu, we have a brisa, v'samach v'nirtza, that it says v'samach, and then v'nirtza is the kapara. V'chismicha mechaperes, but is that true? Does smicha provide kapara? V'lo in kapara l'b'dam. It's always the dam of a carbon that provides kapara. Shenemar ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. Se el lomar lach, shemasal l'smicha shiari mitzvah. What this teaches us is that if you do the smicha as a shiari mitzvah, that's not ma'akev, and you treat it as such, and therefore you skip it, mala lavakas of kilo keeper, the keeper. Even though you do get a kapara, the Torah is not happy with you. The Torah considers it as if you didn't do the kapara properly, you don't get the mitzvah minamuf Yovchar. Kilo keeper v'keeper means, okay, you got the kapara, but it's really not right. V'tani gabi tenufa ki agavna. We have a similar conversation when it comes to tenufa. The pasuk says l'tenufa l'chaper. What? V'chi tenufa mechaper is l'en kapara l'bedam. Tenufa is not mechaper. The dam is mechaper. Shemar ki adam u'benavishi chaper. Ella lo melach shemasal l'tenufa shiari mitzvah. If you treat tenufa like the leftovers, like something that's not so critical, and therefore you skip it, malal avakas v'kilo keeper v'keeper, then we treat it as if you didn't do the kapara, even though technically you still get a kapara when you do the tenufa. Even though you didn't do the tenufa, ala rosh. We then said you do the smicha on the rosh of the behema. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says that the pasuk says v'samach yado al rosh ha'ula. So yado al rosh v'lo yado al tzavar. That the yado of the somech is on the rosh of the karban, but not on the tzavar of the karban, not on the throat of the karban. Yodo al rosh v'lo yodo al gabayim. The yad goes on the head of the karban, not on the back of the behema. Yodo al rosh v'lo yodo al chaza, and it doesn't go on the chaza of the behema, meaning only the head. Kalani lamli. Why do I need these three miyutim for three different parts of the yad? And it doesn't go on his feet, and it doesn't go on his knees, and it doesn't go, right? Obviously, it doesn't go on any other part of the animal. So tzricha. Dikas rachman achad. If it only would have said one time, so the mutei tzavar delo kai bahadi rosho, I would say that only excludes the tzavar because it's not on the same side of the body as the rosh. It's not on the same height level as the rosh. It's lower down. Avil gabo de kai la di rosho. But the gav of the animal, which is even level with the rosh of the animal, emalo, I would have thought that that's not a problem, that that's close enough to do the smicha there. So tzricha. V'yashmin hanitrein, if it only would have told me that you can't do al tzavaro and al gabo, mishum t'lalas rabbi l'tunufa, I would say, because what are those parts of the animal have any sheichus to any special mitzvah? You don't do anything special with those parts of the animal. Aval chaza, dis rabbi l'tunufa, but the chaza v'shok we do tunufa on. So the chaza, which is dis rabbi l'tunufa, emalo, I would think that you can do smicha on it. So tzricha, that's why I need a miyut. Tell me no smicha on the gav, on the tzavar, on the chaza, on any other part of the animal. What if you put your hands on the side of the head, not directly on the top of the head? Does that work? So tashma, titanya, we have a braisa. Abu Bira b'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Yado al Rosho v'lo Yado al Tzadin, that he darshins that the yad needs to be on top of the head of the korban, not on the sides of the head of the korban. By Rabbi Yirmiya, matlas ma'u shetachutz. If you use a cloth between your hand and the head of the animal, is that a psul of chatzitza that you have besmicha? Do we say that if you have a chatzitza between your hand and the korban, is that going to be that you're not mekayim the mitzvah? So Tashma, the Gemara says, will bring a raya from a braisa that talks about Aaron HaKohen doing smicha on his own par of Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol's parashal Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim, obelvach l'tei davar chotzeit beinol v'ein hazevach, that he's not allowed to have anything being chotzeit between him and the zevach, that it needs to be done directly with one's hands. It's always a question, which mitzvos can you wear gloves, which mitzvos can't you wear gloves? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, I think, that there were Kohanim that were heavily criticized for wrapping their hands when they were dealing with the avoda, with any of the avoda, but that's because of bizyonos that they were saying this isn't worth getting my hands dirty over. But what if you're doing it b'derech kavod? So then, even if b'derech kavod, there are dinim of chatzitza. So over here, we're saying that there's a din of chatzitza when it comes to smicha. It's not only a matter of kavod. So b'shtei yadayim, we said when you do the smicha, you're supposed to do it with both hands. So minanimili, how do I know that? Amrei Shlakish, Amrakra, because the pasuk says when it comes to the smicha on Yom Kippur of the Si'ir Achayev, the Si'ir Lazazel, it says v'samach Aaron eshtei yadav, but k'siv yado. It's spelled yud dalid vav, not as if it were pronounced yado, even though we pronounce it yadav uksiv shtei, but it says shtei, which implies that it's both hands and not only one hand. So zeb ne'av kol makom shnemer yado harei kan shtei. that whenever it says yado, we always assume it's two hands, unless the Torah specifically says that it's one hand. So Rabbi Lazar repeated this drasha in the Beis Medrash that Reish Lakish had just taught us, but he didn't say it in the name of Reish Lakish. Shom Reish Lakish v'ikbid. Reish Lakish got upset. How do you not say it in my name? In the Yalkut HaMi'iri, he points out that this is really a Beferish drasha in Torah's Kohanim. So Reish Lakish wasn't the originator either. So he must have said over the Torah's Kohanim. And you see from here that even if you don't quote someone who himself was quoting something else, that even that is a problem of not saying something b'shem Amro. So Amalei, so he said, Isal kadai t'kalecha d'ksiv yado tartininhu, lamali l'michtav yadav. Why does the Torah have to say yadav, yadav, b'loshen rabbi many, many times? So meaning Reish Lakish challenged the drasha because he knew that you don't really know this drasha. You're just saying my drasha. So he challenged it. He said, why does it say yadav in the plural so many times? So actually, Esrim Rabba, and he pointed out 24 times in the Torah that it says yadav. The Malbim calls him out and it says 24. I only found 14. And he says, yeah, but there are seven times where it says yadei and seven times where it says yadecha or something like that. Three times it says yadecha, two times it says yadai. Whatever, it all adds up in the end to 24 times that it says it in the plural. So yadav to Vienna, for example, yadav to Vienna, yadav ravlo, sikel es yadav. So ishtik, he didn't have anything to answer. L'basa tenach daite, amalei, my time elo temeli, yadav de smicha kamri. Why don't you just say that this rule is only when it talks about smicha? No, because b'smicha namik se v'yismochas yadav ala v'yitzaveu. It says yadav in the plural by smicha as well. So smicha de behema kamri. No, but by smicha behema, it doesn't say it anywhere in the plural. U'b'makom shesom k'nshom shochtin take of the smicha shchita, my ka'amar, hachi kamar. B'makom shesom k'nshochtin she take of the smicha shchita. The reason you need to do the smicha in the very place where you can do the shchita is because the shchita needs to follow immediately on the heels of the smicha. Okay, but tomorrow we'll begin with the Mishnah.